Raider Nation, your buddy Murph back once again for a Raiders Fan Radio Conversation. This week, I'm very thankful to welcome into the fan cave, the virtual fan cave, that is, the Raiders long snapper, number 47 for the Raiders, Trent Sieg. He comes to us out of Colorado State, where he played every single game for the for Colorado State from 2014 to 2017, before ultimately signing with the Ravens in 2018 as an undrafted free agent. But then our Raiders went and grabbed him in 2018, where he's played in every single game that he's been a Raider. So welcome to the show. Welcome to Raiders Fan Radio, Trent.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me. Yeah, it's Raiders kind of a little diamond in the rough, I like to think.
So. I love that, man. Yeah. Love it. So what has it been like for you being a Raider, man? You've become assimilated into this whole Raider Nation thing.
It's been a great experience through and through. Like you said, kind of went out to Baltimore for my first preseason and got cut, and I was just kind of sitting around just wondering when I was going to get my next opportunity. And thankfully I didn't have to wait too long. I spent about a week on the streets, and then I came in for a workout, ended up earning the job here with the Raiders, and it's been an awesome organization to be a part of. Like, you always know how historic it is, but until you're like truly in it, and I didn't really grow up a Raiders fan, so like I knew there were some greats. But like in Alameda, going into the facility and just seeing all the pictures of all the greats that have played there, you just kind of start to really respect what this organization's all about. And it's just been awesome to try to get back up to that level where the Raiders have been.
I wouldn't think you grew up a Raider fan. You grew up in Colorado. You played at Colorado State. Go ahead, say it. I know we understand why, but come on, you're probably a Bronco fan, right?
I grew up a Broncos fan. We'll get that out in the open right away. initially, like when I signed with the Raiders, like, okay, I'm excited for the opportunity, but you know, but once you get around the guys, it's awesome. Coach Gruden's great. The whole staff, all the guys are just, they're all really genuinely good guys. And that's one of the things I love about the organization is everyone cares about each other. I feel like we've got a good sense of camaraderie around the locker room. And we just want to win football games.
So tell us a good John Gruden story.
He gets a little bit more vulgar.
How was it you were telling when we did our draft night for a Madden League, which we're going to talk about a little bit?
Yeah.
You tell us a story about when Caliendo came in there and he was doing the Gruden impression. What was that like?
Oh, yeah. That was my rookie year. Frank Caliendo always does the John Gruden impressions on like post little clips on Instagram. And apparently they're actually pretty good friends. So we were playing in Arizona where Frank Caliendo lives. And so he came in with the Gruden visor on and everything. And just the stereotypical coach polo comes in there, just starts going in there and just like, yeah, man, you better go out there. You better kick some ass. I'm going to unleash Chucky on their ass. Just kind of starts going off like that and just starts throwing out some stuff that didn't really make sense, but it was great just because it sounded like it was coming from Gruden. Gruden's face is just beet red and sitting there in the back. I think Gruden does a great job of keeping everything light. Like he knows just how stressful this job is for everybody, and he does a good job of making it still fun at the same time.
That's awesome, man. And you got a great position coach too, right? Like Rich Bisaccia, he's been with the organization now for a while. Talk a little bit about that. What it's like playing for coach.
Yeah. So Coach Bisaccia, he's kind of a legend when it comes to special teams in the NFL. He was with Dallas for about 6 years before he came over to the Raiders. And that was my rookie year actually that he came over. So about 3 years ago. And he actually, his relationship with Coach Gruden goes back to the Super Bowl in Tampa. He was the special teams coordinator back then as well. He's just kind of a guy he's always had great special teams units under him, and he's a great guy to work with and just kind of learn the pressures of the game. He doesn't make it easy on you, which I think is one of the reasons that all his specialists have been so successful, because he really trains that mental part as well as the physical part.
And that's such a huge thing, right? Especially for what you all are doing. You know, when you look at your special teams group, you know, the three of you guys, you and AJ, Cole, of course, and DC2, we call him, Daniel Carlson, right? Yeah. You guys, I mean, had an excellent season by all accounts. And talk a little bit about that, success, about the mental game and that approach, because it's really, I don't want to say you guys are isolated, but you are such a huge part of the success of the team, and you're really a core unit, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. Whenever we go in there, we kind of have to approach it with what Coach Bisaccia likes to call the one play mentality. Like, we go out there, if we don't do exactly what we're supposed to do, we put the team in a bad situation. And so we just got to go out there and take advantage of every opportunity we get, however limited they are. Like, I think this year we averaged like 2.3 punts a game or something like that. But that made every punt that we went out there for that much more crucial, because AJ did a great job pinning the team back inside the 20-yard line, like inside the 10-yard line. I think we were like top three in the league or something like that in percentage inside the 20-yard line, which is kind of a credit to AJ and just how much he's grown since his rookie year. And also, I think just the three of us have kind of grown together. We all have a great relationship. We know we can work together. We can get on each other. We're not going to get upset about it. We're all just there to get better. And that kind of speaks to Daniel as well. He came in his rookie year and went, like, what was it, 16 for 17 as a rookie?
Yeah.
And set the franchise record for field goal percentage in a year. And then this year he came in again and he was 90, I think he ended up around 94% on the year, which is just absolutely amazing especially with the number of field goals that we ended up kicking.
Yeah.
He was able to set the franchise scoring record. So, I mean, in his short tenure with the Raiders, he's already putting his name in the record books, and I'm just glad to be a part of it any way I can and just make his job easier and make AJ's job easier.
It's incredible, really, what you all are getting done already. You know, like you mentioned, he's getting his name in the record books, and it's sad that there's not a stat to attribute to you and your contribution in that. You know what I mean? And it's such a key part of that special teams unit, and really the legacy that the Raiders have had at special teams. I mean, of course, going back to guys like Ray Guy and whatnot, but even in recent history, I mean, it was John Kondo, Sebastian Janikowski, and Shane Leckler. Yeah. We knew those three guys were going to like have it on lock. And there were some, you know, back in those days, there were some Raider teams that weren't all that great, but those three guys were always great. Do you ever talk about that? Speaking to like the legacy of things and like where, you know, because you guys are kind of on the heels of that core of those three guys.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, as you know, Gruden was around with those guys too. So we've kind of had some like conversations about how they go about things and just kind of expectations. Like we want to be the specialist here for the next 10, 15 years, whatever it is. And that they really set the groundwork for us to be able to do that. And it shows that, like, and that's one of the things that's kind of crazy about Raider Nation is it's kind of odd having a fan base that's that plugged into special teams, because there's a lot of a lot of teams around the league where they're like, who the hell's the long snapper? But then whenever I talk to someone that's a Raiders fan, he's like, oh yeah, like Kondo is the man. I hope you can just have like half the career he did or whatever, and you'll do great. Yeah, love Seabass, love Leckler. I think Leckler came back and lit the torch for one of the games in one of the last games in 2019 at the Coliseum. So it's just kind of really cool to see how entrenched specialists really are in the Raider organization and everything. But yeah, we want to live up to those guys. Like, we've shown we can do it for a short amount of time, but really the thing that makes specialists great is that staying ability. And we've just got to show that we can do that.
That's awesome, man. Well, and hopefully we'll see you guys, you three in silver and black for a very, very long time. And I don't see any reason why we shouldn't, especially with the track record and the success that you all are having. And so let's talk a little bit about this last season. What was it like the first season in Vegas? I mean, it's been weird because of COVID and obviously all the craziness that you all had to deal with being part of the league this year. But aside from that, just like being in Vegas itself, being in the new stadium, just the kind of the emotion around that. Talk a little bit about that first season.
Yeah. So obviously we're heartbroken to leave Oakland. Like, it's just such a big part of the Raiders history, and it always will be a part of Raiders history. And there's no getting around that, but moving to Vegas it's been exciting. That the stadium's absolutely amazing. Like, they spared no expense with it. Like, I know there's a bunch of videos and everything out about it, but until you see that thing in person, you don't understand it. And the training facility is absolutely massive. They went all out on that too. Like, it still had that new stadium smell, you know, when we got in there.
Nice.
It just, they went all out. So there's a lot of excitement, but the other part that really kind of sucked about it was everything with COVID, when we didn't really get to experience it with the fans. Like, I remember when we were playing that Saints game, like, first home game, was that a Monday night game?
Or something? Yeah, it sure was. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we're just doing that. Like, I remember I was driving out of the stadium after we won, like, all amped up, and there is a line of Raiders fans outside the stadium, like, waving flags and stuff. And I was like, damn, I really wish you could have shared that with Raider Nation. It was such a cool game. And, but it's just been very exciting to get used to it. The move and getting used to the new facility is a little different, and just exactly how everything's going to be run. There's obviously going to be some growing pains when you got to change your routine a little bit, but I think there's a lot of excitement here. Driving around town, there's Raiders decals on tons of cars. Like, people are excited to have the pro team in Vegas.
Yeah, it's pretty neat the way that Vegas has embraced the Raiders. I was out there for that home opener. We watched it down the road at the Stage Door Casino, yeah. and collectively with Raider Nation, and it was an absolute blast. It was a great party with Raider Nation. But I noticed that too, and that's such a nice thing for you all to be welcomed to you know, to the city the way that you have been. You know, I grew up in the Bay Area, and of course grew up a Raider fan, but even in, you know, different periods of time, the Bay Area could be split because you got the 49ers, and then you got the Raiders, and really being in California, you had an influx of other teams as well. There was a lot of fandom going on, but Vegas seems to be about one note. It's like every business, every fan, like, everyone is behind the Raiders, and that's got to feel good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's all over the place. So I actually, kind of funny story with you bringing up the Bay, like, not growing up a Raiders fan, I didn't really know there was a rivalry between the Niners and the Raiders. And then my rookie year, we played them Thursday night, and then, like, Coach Gruden started talking about the rivalry a little bit and just how crazy those games get, like, between the fans and just everything. I'm just like, wow, this, yeah, this is actually a big game. Or this, yeah, is a pretty big deal around the Bay. I had no idea, but yeah, exactly like you said, like, there's a lot of split between the Niners and Oakland just around the Bay Area. I didn't really meet a ton of other fans, but yeah, in Vegas, definitely feel like we have undivided support. I mean, of course there's going to be a bunch of people for other teams traveling in on a weekly basis.
Sure, but, sure.
But once all the tourists leave, it's Raider Nation through and through.
That's awesome, man. Good stuff. So here we are in the middle of the off season. I know everything's kind of going to be up in the air as COVID continues to unfold. We'll see kind of where we end up. But as far as right now, which would normally be the kind of the quiet time or quieter time for you all anyways, what you been doing in the off season, man? Tell us about what you got going on. You know, the workout wise, you know, we know you're doing the Twitch thing, which we're going to talk a lot about here in a sec, but just kind of talk a little bit about your off season so far.
Yeah. So my off season's pretty much just been a bunch of, taking an opportunity to go and see family that I didn't really get to see for probably about 6 months. As I mentioned, I'm from Colorado, so I went back there for a couple weeks, and my brother actually just had a little baby boy, so I got to meet my nephew.
Nice.
And, so that was really cool.
Congratulations to him.
Yeah, I appreciate it. So yeah, that was really cool to go back and see him, and just he's been sending Snapchats almost on a daily basis, and it's just crazy to see how much he's already grown in the, like, month since I've been out there. But so yeah, I went back to Colorado for a couple weeks. I went out to Phoenix and helped run a camp for long snappers. One of the coaches that I worked with when I was coming out, kind of lets me come in and help out. And I help out the, upcoming generation of snappers, like a bunch of the college kids, like higher, people that want to make it to the NFL. And we can go over like footwork and just kind of next level things that you don't necessarily get in college all the time. And, so I did that. I started Twitch streaming a little bit, probably about 9 months ago now. And, so I've kind of picked that up a little bit in the off season. Gives me a kind of a cool way to interact with the fan base. I kind of just started it, had a couple buddies who were doing it, and I was like, okay, I'll see how it goes. But I've actually had a ton of fun doing it, getting to know some of the fans. That's how I met you. But yeah, it's just kind of fun to interact with everyone and get their input on what's going on through the season and everything.
Yeah, it's been really cool, man, watching how this has unfolded for you through this Twitch stuff. So first off, plug it so Raider Nation knows where to go to find you on that. And then tell them a little bit kind of like what you're doing.
Yeah, so my Twitch is just twitch.tv, TSIG1447, SIG spelled S-I-E-G, as you can see by the jersey back there. So yeah, I just kind of started doing it to interact with fans. I do some giveaways. Like, I had a big like giveaway a couple of weeks ago where I gave away like $500 worth of Raiders gear, like had a signed jersey, had a couple signed balls. And just kind of, or we even had a little, a Raiders bathrobe, in honor of Henry Ruggs that we gave away.
Oh, so, nice.
So yeah, I've been doing that. I started a Madden fantasy league to kind of put everyone's skills to the test, give me a chance to play a bunch of other people and interact with them one-on-one that I wouldn't normally get a chance to play with. If you've been tuning in, you kind of realize that I'm not great at Madden, but I have a lot of fun doing it. So.
That's what it's all about, man. It's all about having fun with the game. First, I apologize. I've been pronouncing your name wrong. It's SIG. So,
yeah,
Trent
I get
SIG.
It all the time.
Okay. Yeah. The E throws us off, right? So, yeah. Anyways, I apologize for that, but I'll get it right from now on. So, Trent SIG, we're number 47 for your Raiders. We're talking to, of course. And, yeah, so this Madden League has been a lot of fun. And so, you know, I've appreciated you welcoming me into the Madden League and had a lot of fun playing. I think you and I were talking when we did that fantasy draft that, you know, our show came from Madden leagues. Like, you know, of course, my and my cousin's Sonny, his love for the Raiders led us to Madden, and then we started doing Madden leagues, and then we started doing podcasts about our Madden league. But then all we would do is talk about the Raiders, so we started podcasting about the Raiders, and now this show has led me back into Madden after meeting you and then playing in a Madden league. And so it's like this big like full circle,
crazy,
man.
Crazy how it goes full circle.
It's like so that. Fun, man. It's so
everything always seems to work out like that. It's so weird.
It really is, man. It's a trip. And, you know, and it just goes to show you, man, you're never too old to have fun with this kind of stuff. I mean, here I'm a middle-aged dude and I'm playing video games online. And you know what I mean?
What more do you want?
Exactly. And talking about the Raiders, right? But it's been fun. So how's your season going? I'm 2-3, and mostly because I keep hitting the wrong button because I'm normally an Xbox guy. And so the X buttons are different and I keep throwing to the wrong receivers.
That's right. I saw you post something about that in the group chat now that I think about that. My season has been going great, but I don't know if you remember, but draft night I made a bet with the chat that if I went 0-16, I'd have to grow out my hair till we made playoffs. So I haven't grown out my hair probably since like eighth grade. I don't want to go through that again. So luckily, I took the Bills down. I was allowed to cut my hair.
Oh, there we go.
Nice and short. Taking advantage while I can till I make another stupid bet. After the first couple of games, I was feeling pretty worried about it because I got blown out by like 20 points or so. But I'm getting back into it. I used to play Madden through high school and then kind of got away from it in college. And it's amazing how not doing something for like 7 years just really hurts your abilities to be successful.
Oh, absolutely.
But no, it's been a lot of fun. I talk a little trash on the few drives that I put together, but yeah, it's been a good time.
Good deal. Well, so, you know,
who did you end up beating?
So I ended up beating the Broncos. thankfully.
Yeah, there we
go. That was good. So I beat the Broncos, and I beat the who was it? I'm rocking the Titans. I think it was another division game, the Jaguars. I believe it was the other one that I won. And then I was playing the Texans last night, which was for first place. And I had my tight end running wide open down the middle of the field for the game tying touchdown with less than 2 minutes on the clock. Right. And I threw it to the wrong guy. I threw it to the freaking, to the X guy, which, or the square guy, which should have been the X guy on the Xbox. Anyways, whatever, it was a mess, but, but it's been fun.
The season's a marathon.
That's right. That's right. Maybe I'll crawl back into it, man. Absolutely. So, hey, want to be respectful of your time. Thank you very much for jumping on here. But before we let you go, I do want to ask you about the atrocity of Madden, and that is the oversight of long snappers. You guys get put in the game as tight ends, and despite your proficiency at your position, you guys always end up with these terrible ratings. Like, I remember Kondo, who was, there's no argument to it. Oh, he was one of the greatest ever. And he was always like a 58. And it was like, talk about that, man. How does that make you feel?
So I do want to say I would love a 58 right now. over the last few years, Madden's really let us long snappers have it. Because I remember a couple of years before I came out, ratings were around like a 46 for snappers. I was like, okay, like it's not great. It's not great, but it's whatever. Then my rookie year, they gave me like a 36 overall. And I was like, that freaking hurts. And then this year they dropped like all long snappers down. I'm the second lowest rated player in the game now. I used to be the worst rated player. But not in the second, so we're getting progress. But I'm down to a 24 overall.
Oh no!
I don't know what they want from me, honestly.
Gosh! What do they want, you to rerun the 40 or something? Like, what the heck?
That might make my rating go down, if I'm being honest. But
all right, so we want to collectively hope that we can get you to your number. Yeah.
Well,
47 for 47 is the new campaign I'm going to start.
We'll get it trending. But it's kind of interesting on a game that kind of really prides itself on trying to be the most realistic football game out there or whatever. They always have the centers out there doing long snapping on punts. Like, I'm out there playing with the Raiders and Rodney Hudson's snapping for the punts and field goals. And I'm just like, I love Rodney, but that's my job, damn it.
I love it.
It's fun. I don't necessarily blame them for not taking the time, because I know a lot of fans probably don't care or don't notice the difference. It is what it is.
Hey, Raider Nation cares, man. And we're going to start a campaign, man. 47 for 47.
Hey, I'd love that. That'd be awesome. I could go in, be respectable. I'd make a huge post about it.
Yeah, there you go. Nice. Well, Trent Sigg, man, I can't thank you enough for your time today. We appreciate you. Raider Nation, hook him up. Go to his Twitch. Go to his Twitter. Get anywhere that Trent is on social media. Go out there and support him and help him out on this Twitch thing, man. He does a lot of cool stuff, man. You're giving back. You're just making it about you. You're giving out and you're sharing a lot of stuff with Raider Nation.
Yeah. That being said, I want to make one more shameless plug.
Please.
I am starting to do long snapping lessons out in the Las Vegas area. So if there's any kids out there that are interested in long snapping or kind of just want to improve their craft, reach out to me and we'll try to figure something out.
Oh, that's awesome, man. I have no doubt you're going to have no shortage of folks coming after you for that. That's good stuff, Trent. Thanks again, man, for doing this.
Yep. Yep. Of course.